This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, March 17th. Well, the market is volatile today, but it's mostly financial stocks, to be candid with you. This is option expiration day, so you're always going to get volatility on Fridays like this. And the traders do like to clean out their inventory for the weekend, but most of the clearing out seems to be in financial stocks. Silicon Valley Bank did file for bankruptcy, and that naturally made other financial stocks nervous. First Republic Bank did receive $30 billion in capital from J.P. Morgan and some other entities, but its stock is down today just because of nervousness. Now, I said this on CNBC on Tuesday night. It was CNBC Singapore. I says, if you want to fix the banking system, just uninvert the curve. A lot of this damage is self-inflicted by the Fed. And, you know, I was a banking analyst in the late 70s, early 80s. The inverted yield curve back then hurt financial institutions. We had a crisis, and our yield curve has been inverted since July. So it's time to uninvert the curve. Now, the curve has been trying to get a little bit better. The 10-year treasury right now is 3.46. The 2-year treasury is 4.02. And so the inversion is not as bad as it once was. But the Fed has to intervene with their open market action, buy a lot more short to intermediate term treasuries to push the yield down, okay? And if they can uninvert the curve, all these banking issues go away and everybody can stop talking about it, okay? But the main thing is an inverted yield curve slows lending down, it constrains economic activity, and of course, what you want is you want the velocity of money, how fast money changes hands, to pick up, not slow down. So, you know, the Fed knows what they have to do. Now, on Wednesday, they're going to have an FOMC statement. I'm expecting a dovish statement. I also expect a quarter point rate hike. But hopefully the Fed will signal they're at or near the end of the rate hike cycle. Next week, we also get the dot plot from all the Fed FOMC officials to see how far they think rates might go. So hopefully we're getting at or near the end, and the Fed will be telegraphing that. The other thing that's going on, there's a great article in the Wall Street Journal today that China is importing more crude oil than ever before. They should hit a record here shortly, and it's because they're refining it. Now, it's unclear whether they're taking that refined product and using it domestically or they're going to be exporting it to other markets. This is what India does. They import a lot more oil than they need, but then they export refined product, you know, gasoline, diesel, heating oil, kerosene, jet fuel, etc. So the super tanker business is really good right now. And the Wall Street Journal article pointed out two stocks that we own in aggressive accounts, which is, one is Frontline and one is Teekay Tankers, that their businesses should be very good because of just the fact that tankers are traveling farther than ever before. And then, of course, Russia is storing oil on tankers, okay, because they don't have a cushy Oklahoma to store oil at. So interesting times, but the fact that China's demand for crude oil is picking up is positive, and the whole world will be picking up as it gets warmer and warmer in the upcoming months. I think by Memorial Day weekend, oil prices will be a lot higher than they are today. And then as we get the peak summer demand, July 4th, Labor Day, you know, prices should be higher, okay? So that was a very, very good article, and it's very interesting how everybody's trying to circumvent the sanctions and how Russia and is using India and China to circumvent sanctions as well. That's about it. The main thing right now is earnings are supposed to get progressively better as we look farther out. We got to make sure the analyst community is positive. And it's still, in my opinion, a very narrow market. I hope it broadens out a bit and we go from maybe a top 15% market to maybe top 18% because the economy looks like it's recovering. And, all the talking heads on TV are going to keep talking about recession and all that stuff. But that they're just trying to scare you for ratings. So you can ignore that. The economy is recovering. And the distress in the banking system was all self-inflicted. And that I'm not saying that Silicon Valley Bank did everything the right way, but the bottom line is that inverted yield curve didn't help them and other banks. So the Fed's got to invert the curve. It's pretty darn simple what they got to do. So that's it. That's my commentary for today. Let's hope for a very upbeat FOMC statement next Wednesday. And if we get a dovish statement that implies the Fed is at or near the end of the rate hike cycle, you're going to see a huge, huge stock market rally next week. So that's it. Salim Avelier. Of course, I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care.